Yes, we at it. Yes. Yes, we live at it. Yes. What's up, y'all? What's up, my peoples? Y'all. What's up, y'all? It's your shirt on, and we back at it again. And I have a very special guest. We having a special edition for Shirt On, Diary of a Fashionista. I have my auntie right here. This is my dad's sister, and I want to share some information with you guys. And so join us. So introduce yourself, my dad. Portmore in the house.
Waterford.
Okay. So growing up, tell us a little bit of the backstory growing up from Kingston, Jamaica.
Growing up in Jamaica, it was very hard for all of us. I know that.
So what was like a traditional day for you? Like, you have to go to school? Like, what did that look like?
You have to go to school and you have to make sure you catch every water to fill up the drum. Looks the
what? The drum.
The drums. You have to fill the drum.
What drums? What do you mean?
Water drums. Before you go to school. And you have to do every work in the house. Wash the plates, sweep the yard, all of that. Look the hood them to cook dinner for later. All of that.
Did you guys hear that? A drum? What?
A drum of
water.
Where
do they do that?
If you don't do that, because you have to reach the school in time. If you don't do that, you're
so
going to
So what time your school call?
At 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. So did you have a bus?
No. You have to walk it to school, and you have to walk it to go and catch the water also, about 2 miles to catch the water. So by the time you catch that water, you ramp and throw it away, you have to go back again.
Did you guys hear that? I have to catch water. What? Before you go to school at 7 o'clock, so what time are you getting up if you have to do this at 7?
About 4:30.
My God. Okay, so you
and
don't
you
have a bus.
School before 10.
So all the youngins, there's no bus. What do you
no
you,
bus.
You walk 2 miles?
Yes, there's no bus. And you reach school before the persons then live nearby.
So do you usually walk by yourself or you have your siblings?
No, we walk with siblings, friends, everyone together.
Yeah.
Go to school.
Okay, so you did all that, right? And then you got to school. First of all, y'all wear a uniform or no uniform?
Uniform.
Okay. So you usually press your stuff the day before and all that?
Yes, you have to press it the day before. Unless you go and get a beating. In Jamaica, people say you bust your ass.
I'm done. Okay, you at school, right? So your teacher greets you or you just go in the classroom. How many students in the classroom?
Yeah, you have to, when you go in the morning, you say good morning, because if you don't say good morning, you're going to get a beating again. It's all about beating all the way you're going growing up.
Did you think that helped you?
Yes. Yes. It helped you to the day, to become the woman who you are to the day.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And have manners to big people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't pass on the road and said, you hold your head straight like you're hotter than anybody else.
Yeah.
They will bust your ass and pantapite your mother, bust your ass again too.
So it's definitely a different era.
World from now.
Yeah. Because when I had went back home like a couple years ago, like, you know, everybody said, oh, morning. But when I come back here, like, I used to say, oh, good morning or, you know, grand ride. Well, at the time I would say good morning, but no one, like, would respond. And nobody, it would be, like, so, like, foreign. It would be, like, accepted. So, do you feel like people should go back to that? Do you think that's going to help communication?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Because these generation.
Oh, Lord. She throwing shade, but it's all good, y'all. It's all good, y'all. It's all good.
Yes.
So, yeah, I feel like that's really, you know, key as well to open up the communication. But, you know, what can you do? Okay, so let's move. Okay, you in class, right?
Yeah.
And so what is your experience? What's like a memorable moment you had in class? Like, who was a memorable teacher that you had that really, you know, took an eye for you or really show you like, you know, like something in you that like, yo, I like this kid. Who inspired you in school?
my principal.
Okay.
She was Miss Campbell.
Yeah.
Two of them, Miss Campbell and Miss Helen from the White Mall All Age School.
Yeah.
Right. Those teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was one of the good baby in this child, including my brothers and my sisters. So if you don't behave yourself, you know, my mother is a 400-pound woman.
Oh, wow.
And when she come by the school and Kimbo, God bless you.
So your mom will come and embarrass you. Yeah, is what she would.
Exactly.
Okay.
If the teacher said,
she'll come beat you.
Yeah, if they sit on you, she sit on you at the school. If the teacher said you are not bathing, you know that embarrassment.
You get a beating and get sat on.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, sit on.
Well,
400-pound.
We don't know that life here. that would call abuse, would it not? But
here we are today.
And you came out pretty good.
Yeah, to be the person. And plus, we went to school, nothing to eat. There were no food.
See, I have to bring your own lunch.
There was none to bring. There was no food.
So, where eat?
You live on the mango tree, the turn mango, or the cane piece. When then the ranger come in, you have to be hiding.
Whoa.
That's
pump your brakes. So, where ask them, you know. So, you got school.
Yeah.
There's no lunch.
No, my mother couldn't afford it.
You're not having a lunch?
No.
So when lunchtime comes, them say, oh, go to lunch. You have to find
to
a mango tree?
You find a mango tree.
I'm completely,
yes.
It's like,
you
what?
Find,
there's no
find,
lunch?
There was one incident where my brother, there's a fudge man. Me say, there was a fudge man who, his name was Mr. Dunn at the school. So
yeah.
Every time Mr. Dunn selling fudge.
Yeah.
So, I went there and I said, Mr. Dunn, I gave you the money already, you know.
Yeah.
So don't even business if I gave money, because everybody was just throwing the money into the fudge box.
Yeah.
So when they, you know, look, it was my brother. I said, Mr. Dunn, I give you the money, because none of us have any lunch money to go to school, because my mother couldn't afford it.
Wow.
And here we are today, we learned. We did not go and thief. Nothing become any thief.
Yeah.
We did not come and wait, but the bad thing is, with nothing, just no food. Come home back from school to sit, and she maybe boil some porridge and everybody eat.
Was
it. No one heard us.
So when you got home, then you would make dinner? Your mom would make dinner?
The dinner
yeah,
was.
And
yeah,
and that was it, basically.
Yeah.
And then you would do that all through elementary, middle school, and high school?
Yeah. Until
wow.
I was about 15, 16.
Wow.
When your daughter went away.
Where did my dad go?
Yeah,
where did he go?
Went to New York.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why?
He was the biggest one, and that's when everything changed. He
so that was like your role model.
Breadwinner for the family.
Yeah.
That's when everything lived.
Yeah.
From
right.
Where we were coming from.
Yeah.
That's when it happened.
So what do you think triggered him to say, like, yo, I have to do something better? Do you know what experience that he went through that made him say, like, yo, I have to make a change for my family, and I have to be the leader for my family?
Because I don't know, because he was the biggest one, I am the smallest one, so
yeah.
You know, I'm not going to know everything more than
you
what I see in a certain age I grow up.
Yeah.
Right, so what I see is in the 15 years old, I'm 15 years old at that time.
Yeah.
That's what I see. My big brother went away. And we knew we were struggling before that.
Yeah.
And he was the first person who went away. So when he went away, that's what happened.
Yeah.
That's where it started from. I can't tell you why he do it.
So you stayed here,
you
stayed in Jamaica, and he went to New York.
Yeah.
So how long did he stay in New York?
I think it was about maybe 11 years,
wow.
12. Because I was 15, and then I think I saw him back in Jamaica about when I was about 20.
Uh-huh.
20, 21.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 20 years old, about that.
So once he was there, he was just like, well, sending you money to be able to go to
my
school.
Mother,
and
my mom.
Yeah.
Send clothes, start send food. We didn't hunger anymore. The bar start coming.
So he was an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So what is your profession now?
I am a security officer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what made you want to be a security officer?
To protect the life and property of this country, of my country.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had to get certified in that. Did you do training? What
yes.
did that look like?
Yes. I did a training.
Yeah.
I did a test.
So yeah. So you're rude, you're bad girl.
Yes.
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 Laughing.
Laughing out loud.
Talk of the things, then.
Yo, the rum. Put my auntie in the rum.
My auntie, like, serious auntie.
Serious. Hey, I have your uniform. What color is it?
Black and white.
Black and white. Okay. So is it white top, black pants?
Yes. And jacket.
Okay.
So I wear a jacket with my uniform.
So how long you been in that profession?
From 1995 until today.
Okay, so what other professions have you encountered thus far, and why did you feel like you had to stay at this one because it has stability, or you just really, really like it? What other jobs did you do prior to that?
Didn't do any more than this job, so I like it, so that's the bread on the table. That's what put the bread on the table.
Okay.
Yeah, from all these years, so I keep on working, keep on going there. Until I get everything what I want.
So I know that you're a security guard, and usually security guard is very like security officer. Excuse me, ma'am. You guys are very like structured, but I know that my aunt is very like she has like her fat. She's a fashionista as well. So I want to know what got like yo. You should have saw my aunt yesterday. She was like, okay, like so saucy, but tell us, like, who gave you, like, your flair, who introduced the fashion, you know, and, yeah, what do you think is your, the word that kind of describe your style?
Oh, I can fix myself and
yeah,
or I design it by myself. It's just a mindset.
Yeah.
Where I just look in the mirror and I say, okay, this look like it can match with this. Just like when I just put on this a while ago. I said, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just like this, and I'm just walking it. When I put on my clothes,
yeah,
I just, all right, look on a dress. I can just look at it and I say, okay, this one look like me.
Yeah.
I dress and I said, okay, it's me, this.
Yeah.
I'm just walking in the video like, it's just me, this.
Okay, step forward. step forward. Clothes are still
apart. Just like you, Minnie.
Okay. It don't take too much to get a dress. You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, the
family
have it locked.
Okay. You got it locked. Okay, bossy saucy all day throughout the whole fan is what I'm saying. Okay, so I want to know, so what other thing would you like to explore in the future? Like, what is one thing that you always wanted to do you didn't get to do?
Let us see. Okay, I'm not old. Am I now anymore?
You're not old. I would say seasoned. Okay, seasoned.
Ooh. I see. Can't tell you what I want. 100%. I don't know something else.
Okay, so. What is your most memorable moment with my dad?
I can see if I can.
Like, as you guys are growing up, or like as an adult, or like what stands out in your brain that you want to share with us today?
I was one of his loving pet, spoiled.
Pet?
Yes, spoiled. He spoiled me. Everything. He don't cuss me.
Yeah.
He cuss my other sister.
Yeah.
Because when I was pregnant with my son at the age of 20,
yeah,
they were saying, so how he not cuss you? He not cuss me.
But so he
was saying, no, be 20.
Yeah.
I'm 16.
So you the baby.
I don't have two. I'll be me 20. I just have the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So they were just, you know, they don't face him. Because him always been cussing them.
Yeah.
So they said, oh, okay. I prefer you go than me.
Yeah.
So that was where I mean. But otherwise from that, then my big brother was somebody who rock. If I'm going somewhere, I'm saying, Anita, you ready?
Yeah.
Come sis. It not care, I was 20, but my brother act as if I was just 5'6".
Yeah.
He just take me and like this and say, Anita, come.
Yeah.
He don't business with anybody else. So he just say, Anita, come. You ready, sis? Come.
Okay.
And him just gone.
So did you, when my dad moved to America, did you ever go and visit him?
No.
Okay, I was
still in Jamaica.
Still doing your school. Oh, tell the people, like, so we don't even call it, like, we call it high school, but y'all call it, like, forms, right?
All age
forms.
Yeah.
So basically, when you're in high school, what is that, what is the word that they use? You're, like, you're in 10th form or something like that.
In grade 9, it's all age.
Oh, all, they call it all age.
Yes.
Okay. So our next question is, like, what motivates you throughout your lifetime? I know as a mom and, you know, as a woman, like, we all go through, you know, downtime. What are one of the things or a few things that help you to, like, stay motivated?
Well, each time you go through in life,
Yeah.
Things happen where each time something happens, maybe you make a mistake or something. Something. You just make a mistake. You know, you're in a relationship all the time.
Yeah.
Then each time you made a mistake, then the mistake become something that you learn.
Yeah.
So you don't go back and make that mistake.
Yeah.
So in my life, as I'm married. Yes. I'm a married woman, right? I have a husband, two kids. So
yes, ma'am.
This being through the relationship,
yeah,
you know, you tell yourself. I start telling myself, look here. Yeah. Each time somebody hurt you, I start telling myself, look here. You see, anything that make me happy, that's what I'm working with now, and that's the problem I'm doing now. So let me put my face inside this camera.
Right.
Anything that make me happy now, that's what I'm working
you
with.
You see,
I don't make anybody happy anymore, and I'm miserable.
Okay.
No time for that anymore.
Facts.
You see how me look? I'm just boasting in a full and free salvation.
Facts. That's why I say we always do the things that we love no matter what. It might be like, you know, a struggle, but at the end of the day, as long as it make your inside good, you know,
because
everything's going to work
out. Because where I'm coming from, I put everything from where I'm coming from to know and say, okay, I remember I have one shoes. The shoes make a tired to see it. Yeah, the dress make a tired to see it. My mother tired to sew the uniform. But now it becomes where you can give.
Yeah,
you've always been giving because you said no, you never used to have it, so you're not going to see yourself as well. Show off and dash it where you're talking about. Boy,
I
feel
the same way.
Find someone and give it to because where you're coming from, you have to know where you're coming from to where you're going now.
Yeah,
so find someone and give it to because you was coming from that same section before or that same road before. You never, you never just reached there like that,
right?
When I tell people, where am I coming from,
right?
They couldn't believe. My mom come home at the time and she, you come from school, and she just, why, we be able to eat today?
Yeah.
And everybody just sit there. Oofy go pick two mango for half of the tree, and she go to the road and she buy 3 dozen mango.
Yeah.
And she share two, and we eat it, and we go to the bed.
Wow.
When she going anywhere, she don't left us outside.
Right.
She lock the house with the 7 of us.
Yeah.
Inside the house, gone with the key.
Oh wow.
And she boil a pot of porridge and she leave it there. She said no one can call your name. No one can call us name, our name. So stay there. And she going and come back.
Lock the key. Lock the lock the kid in the house with the key.
She said stay there.
I've never heard such a thing. That's very weird.
That's how I grow.
I
don't need to mix up like if my mother hear your name call.
Yeah.
She don't ask you any question. You're going to get a beaten. Then she go down by the other person, go ask, and they get a beaten too.
Yeah, but now that we're in like a new like
so,
era, you can't just beat your child.
But it is good, as I say, for how she grows. Because I, in my real age now, at the age of 50, I tell you guys my age, at the age of 50.
But you still bossy saucy? No, you see on my aunt picture, my aunt looks so like, what? Like, you owe what? Like, she looked really, really good in her clothes. Like,
I just stayed in as how I was grown from before.
So who inspired you to do your hair like that?
I am the one do my hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I create my little self, fix up myself.
How you doing?
Yes, I don't have to been to the hairdresser.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I am the one do my hair.
So you have always done your hair?
Always.
Yeah.
I braid it. I twine it like this.
I like
If I want to jerry curl it, I can do it myself.
Jerry curl, guys. That's when you say jerry curl, I mean
the one that Michael just
curled. So she, that's perm, guys. Perm. Not relaxer, because perm make your hair curly and relaxer make your hair straight. So let's get that off the table. She usually do a perm. But do you feel like now that you're, like, do you stop doing the perm to your hair?
Yes,
like, you always wanted to just have your hair natural. Do you feel like it makes a big difference in your health, or has it, like, affected you in any way? Did you see, like, chemical burns when you had any perm or anything like that? What made you want to do, just go natural?
No, I'm not natural enough with this.
You're not natural?
No, I'm not natural.
But you just wanted to do, like, a natural style?
Yeah, just,
okay,
mix the feelings.
Mix it up.
When I'm ready.
Okay.
Yes, and every time I mix it, it just blends me.
Okay.
Because I do it as how I feel.
Yeah.
And say, okay, this one look like it can go with this dress this today, or this one can go with my wig today.
What would you tell your 10-year-old self, like, right now?
About?
About, like, life. Like, what would you tell her?
My 10-year-old what?
Daughter? Self. No, your 10-year-old self. Years old. Yes. What would you tell her?
Oh, I can see if I can't find one. We fit it out.
No, because I've been having nostalgic moment, guys. Like when I was like 9 years old. 10 years old, and you know, I have my own kind of like thing. What I would tell myself is just to you know, believe in myself and just to be consistent with myself, and no matter what, like always love myself and just know like everything will always work in divine order. Like it doesn't even matter, and just humble yourself and everything will be, you know, cool.
Yeah, 10 years old. At this time of year, at this time of life.
Yeah,
he's 10 years old.
Yeah, you're 10 year old. Like, what would you tell your 10-year-old self that you didn't know back then? Because, yeah, like, what would you tell your 10-year-old self? Because you remember how you would say, like, yeah, like, because you
from
were like
here,
going through,
for,
right? Yeah, you're going through a rough time.
You're trying to make that person 10 years now. You're trying to be a better person from where I'm coming from, because things is little.
It was rough.
It was rough. Yeah.
And I know sometimes you'd be like, yo, why me can't eat this? Like, why can't eat like some dumpling and akian banana and all these things?
Exactly. So when you saw it, you said, okay, I never used to eat it. So I'm just going to eat.
So do you feel yourself, like right now as an adult, do you tend to go out more or do you cook more?
Well.
Or do you, is it half-half?
Half-half. Because I love to cook. Yeah, and I love to go, but depends on the place I go, because I don't go certain place.
Yeah.
Big respectful people place.
Okay. So what is your favorite thing to cook and then your favorite thing to eat out when you go? Are you eating all island food?
Yeah, fish.
Okay, fish. That's your favorite food to eat. Okay, what's your favorite food to cook?
Fish too.
Oh,
I'm a good cooker. I'm a good cooker. And I love to decorate my food. So as I said, Just like the mind work without fixing up myself.
Yeah.
That's how the mind work when I cook.
Yeah.
I just stand there and I say, okay, the tomato is red.
Yeah.
The sweet pepper is green.
Yeah.
The carrot is orange.
Yeah.
And that's how I picture everything.
Yeah.
And just put it on the fish.
So your mom raised you all the way up to your adult, correct?
Yes, because she just died 5 years ago. So she always have we beside her. We are always there. Even though we are an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I used to wonder, like, yo, where is the rest of my family? You know, like I have grandmas, but they're not, like, blood. You know, big shout out to Miss Scott. Big shout out to Aunt Mo. You know, that's, like, my grandma, you know, / mom that helped take care of me. So I'm, like, I'd be wondering, like, yo, where is my dad family? Like, what is going on? Like, where is my mom family? My mom was like, oh... You know, she didn't really, like, she had a lot of, like, siblings, but I never really met my mom, moms. I just heard about her, like, oh yeah, you happen to be, you know, have white in you, or you happen to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Like mixed race or what have you. So, like, basically this family edition is to kind of, like, you know, get in touch with the family, try to figure out what, you know, what's what, and talk to the fam 101. So you tell me, okay, so when my dad had me, where were you?
I was a child. I was maybe about 14.
Okay, so you was a baby.
Yes, I am the smallest one.
Yeah. Okay.
What year do you born?
Y'all not about to be all up in my business.
Okay.
Just know I'm grown.
Leave that alone for next time.
I'm grown. Okay. No. Shout out to Teresa. She said never tell your age. And who knows. Who don't know? They don't know. Just know I'm old enough. For whatever. I could have a cocktail or not. Okay. And all these things. I was married before. Even though nowadays that don't really mean nothing, but I got my too many me's. Well, that don't really mean nothing. Well, yeah, I'm a graduate. Yeah. Anyway, I'm grown. That's all I'm saying. But so I really wanna get into so your other siblings. So what impact have they made in your life?
My sisters and my brother?
Yeah.
They are just wonderful, I should say. They all of us Yes. Yeah. Like this.
And it's one thing, like, with our family, everybody looks alike. We have a very strong gene.
Yeah, we don't separate from each other.
Yeah.
So each time one of us call, and you call one, and they said, okay, I call the next one, and they're okay, and then the next one say, oh, I call the next one, and they said, okay, and then everybody get to call one of them and say, okay, everybody's okay, so everybody come off the phone.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
Yeah.
All of us that leave, but no, we'd call each other and say, okay, you did call it, you hear from the sister from that side, you hear from the brother. They said, yes, okay, we hear from them.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all of us know.
So what is one life lesson you want to share with us? Like a life lesson that you want to share with us that you have learned throughout, you know, motherhood or just living your life?
Motherhood, like my motherhood.
Yeah, or like
my mother, your grandmother.
Yeah, like life lessons. Yeah. Like, what life lessons have you learned throughout your lifetime?
Learn to be the woman, not decent woman today, a progressive woman.
Integrity is what you say?
Yes, a progressive woman, an intelligent woman.
Progressive, yes.
A woman who do depend on anyone. Mm-hmm. To do nothing.
Child, that is the word. Is today Sunday? That is the word of the day, y'all. So that means that's equal self-reliance is what she's saying. And I feel like, you know, that's super, super important for all our young people out here, like, you know, growing up and expanding, like, always depend on yourself. Even though it's good to be able to, you know, get help from others, but make sure you have self-reliance.
Yeah.
I definitely, you know, learned that, you know, later in life. And, you know, I definitely could connect to that and relate to that 100%.
100% an independent woman.
Yeah. Because you say you're married and you on vacay by yourself.
Yes.
How you doing?
My husband died in 2015.
Okay.
But the relationship was off 10 years before that.
Okay. So let's joke. So as you guys know, child, we not here to talk about me. Okay, you guys know I might have, you know, was married prior before. So let's get into, like, you know, marriage or what have you. So what made you guys kind of separated or kind of like dissolve or not stay connected, like a marriage couple? What do you think happened?
Why do I think insecure, jealousy? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
If I put on something like where you see I look now, I just get up one morning and decide, like, oh, I want to wear that dress that I put all along inside the closet.
Yeah.
I want to put on that dress.
Yeah.
My husband is like this. Oh, you're going somewhere today?
Yeah.
I said, oh, I'm going to work. And if the stoplight catch me, which, you know, the stoplight going to catch me, I give you an example.
Yeah.
You saying, oh, you was going somewhere. So the stoplight, any drive I take, come home, the stoplight must broke and I reach home. I don't have no time for them foolishness.
So so that's kind of like, a lot of people can relate to that right now. And I think, I don't know if that's an epidemic or what, because it's a lot of insecure men out here in these streets. And we're not going to bash on men, but right now we're talking about them. But it's cool. So basically the moral of the story, like, if you have a lady, don't be insecure. If she a baddie, then that's why you got with her, right? So don't be insecure. So he was insecure. Every time you go out or you look fabulous, then he'd be like, oh, y'all up on come home because y'all got some money.
Yes. If you go to the market.
Yeah.
If you go to the market, it's a problem. You stay like, you know, we women normally window shopping high all over the whole place and not buying anything.
Yeah.
And you go to the market, somebody be cussing up for your string in the market bag them to make sure them all right. They come up and ask you about how long you're there market, how much money you're there market. I said, yes, sir. You helped me carry the market bag too.
Right.
Yes.
So it's really... So basically you guys used to argue about those type of foolishness questions.
Yeah, and I don't argue, you know. Just say, look here. You're lucky. I don't argue. No.
Okay.
I don't argue.
Okay. So that's it. Look, that's a plug, guys.
Because,
when your dude try to holler at you,
why I don't argue? Because remember, you know, if someone said you have it in the back of the mind, which they did not saw you, and they are saying to you that you were at the market. Remember, they are not at the market, you know, they are not in the market bag,
right?
So they are saying that you are at the market with a man. Then what is it you're going to say to them? You're telling them, say, it don't go like that. But they not believe in yourself, but you make sense you hug it for. You go and make them a think what they think.
Right.
That's it. Go ahead, miss.
So, do you feel like before you get married, because I had like a few thoughts before someone get married, you know, they have counselor, but I really think it should be mandatory that you really have like an understanding with the person and really get certified. Not this, oh, go to the court, da da da. No, really make sure that you know, you're compatible with that person, not only financially, but spiritually and emotionally and all that jazz. Do you feel like you were like
ready for that wedding?
Yeah.
Yes, because you know, you tell yourself you're ready,
but is that wanted
to, because with this person, even though the person keep on saying these things to you, you are saying, I'm not using someone, I'm using me.
Yeah.
I am saying to myself, instead of been running up and down saying this person is arguing about this person not licking you.
Yeah.
So you are saying to yourself, okay, he's not licking me, so he's only arguing, he's not licking me. So we can work with that.
Yeah.
But he have some better, some different qualities. So you say, okay, you're working with it.
Yeah.
So it was about 8 years in the relationship before I got married.
Okay.
I didn't just get up and just got married.
Okay.
I was in a relationship 8 years before.
Okay.
So I keep on keeping this relationship, keeping it, keeping, even though the person keep on saying this and saying that.
Yeah.
You said, okay, can't bother the running up and down. So
yeah,
you just have to stay with that person.
Right.
And that's how you put your mind to it, because I tell myself, so whether the counselor sometimes want to say, okay, fix this.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, sometimes you come back home, but then you don't leave the counselor and come back home, it's worse than when you just
come. Oh God.
The person have to change themselves.
Right.
I don't
so they the have counselor. To so they have to be like whole as an individual before they even come to the table.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So they're gonna have to do counselor separately.
They have to change themselves.
I'm going to put that out there. Before you get into a relationship, make sure you're whole yourself. You have to be whole yourself. Don't come in at a relationship and come ask and butt up people like, oh, where you going to be? What? Like, no, we're not doing that. So you feel like you were like ready to like settle down. Cause you don't want in at the streets. You want to just like, you know, be a wife, be a mom and all that. But at the same time, your partner wasn't really, he really probably wasn't mentally there. Because if he's telling you, like, oh, way a day. Obviously, if you're out there going to the store, you handling your business.
Yes, I'm on the road.
Yeah.
And I'm not staying there, too.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I went to work.
Wow.
And I'm at the front desk working.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you don't know where I'm working. And
yeah.
I'm at the front desk working. I'm answering the phone. And he calls and I put him on hold. Oh, and I take back the call.
Yeah.
You're talking to me, you're talking to your man then. Mm-hmm. But remember, I am at work.
Right.
I am working. And you call the number, the number says I'm right there. So I have to talk to people.
So,
exactly, that's my job. So me, I give you all the example.
Yeah.
That's my job. And I say, okay, take care. Yeah,
yeah.
Yes, come on.
So it was a little bit of sacrifice, and not me too, but
no,
he really wasn't.
But literally, right? Did you ever hear some person said it better than was licking you?
Yeah. Than right?
Because whatever they are doing, you said to yourself, why better than did I lick me?
Right?
Because this son feel worse now when them not licking you or whatever them are licking you.
So where did you meet, and what made you say, yeah, I want to connect with this person? Was he charming at the beginning? Did he take care of you? Did he give you another version of himself on when you get to get an change, or he really showed you his real personality?
Can I tell you what's up? He shows it apparently through the 8 months, but just different from the argument of saying you dress up, so you must be going somewhere, or you call the phone and ready for. You know what happened?
Yeah.
After I got married.
Yeah. He played the script.
Oh, Jesus. After I got married.
I feel like they do that.
I am standing at the gate and you are a married woman. Why are you standing at the gate? Oh, you are a married woman.
So he's trying to clock you is what he's trying to do. So he's trying to act like he owns you.
Yeah, and I tell myself, look here, the ownership.
A real man don't do that, y'all. We're not doing that.
I don't work that way. So I was the unruly one. No, because you are not
unruly. No, we're not
going
to have
control
those vibes.
You are not going to control me. So it's either me or you today. Because that don't work in my logbook.
Yeah.
Okay.
OMG. So I feel like this is like a continuous cycle this is why literally we still have like a lot of divorces, because we have a lot of insecurities, but at the same time we have people who are not really whole. So, you know, I'm talking to all our young people out here, like, don't be rushed for getting a man or a woman. Just be whole, take care of yourself, and the universe will bring the person that you're supposed to be attracted to, basically.
Yeah.
So
this was 15 years relationship.
Wow.
15 years.
You're preaching to the choir right now. Preaching to the choir.
Yeah, from 1995.
Yeah.
And when I married in 2003.
Yeah.
By 2005.
Yeah.
The relationship is...
And so right now you really you're like a widow, but you're just single.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What does that look like? So me and my auntie, we single out here in these streets, okay, and we bossy saucy, okay. So tell me, what are kind of the like things that you go through? Like, I know dudes be trying to be all up in my DM, but at the same time, like, you don't have time for the, like, I'm trying to take care of my life. Like, do you feel like you're ready for a relationship, or you just want to single for right now? Like,
no.
What's the vibe?
I'm searching. Just like searching. They are searching.
Yeah.
But I pick, choose, and refuse. So.
Whoa. Pick, choose, and refuse. I hope y'all got that. Pick, choose, and refuse. Talk about it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So if I had my house,
uh-huh,
I live by myself,
uh-huh,
and you saw me and think, okay, uh-huh, big woman, you look good enough.
Yeah.
Better there with you, you know.
Uh-huh.
You still look here, not no time for you, right? You know,
uh-huh,
because you approach alone. I say,
right.
I say, you look here, you don't see anybody else look like me. Me look like me going in your shoes.
Right.
You look like me and your type. Damn boy with them pants, I'll drop down my body and all them something.
Refuse.
Then
okay,
here comes, you have a next one. Oh, uh-huh, I'd like to come and look for you. Look for me, you know my bill pay?
Right.
I am paying my bill.
Right.
So if I am paying my bill,
yeah,
then you have to come good, because me now go pay it and y'all come a yard. You're not supposed to reach nowhere a yard so
right,
quick.
Right.
You know them something that work out. Me
right,
knees.
Right. I like that vibe.
So
like,
if you said,
what?
If I want to go somewhere in my knees,
yeah,
I got my credit card and I buy a big fish around the back road and I eat my fish and I belt. No boy, not tie me out.
Okay.
Me bigger than that. Me put on my clothes and look good and go buy my fish and come back out.
Period.
You're good. You're all right.
Period. Okay. So basically, like we were talking about self-reliance, like, yo, if you say you want to take yourself to dinner, we're
can
going.
You cook yourself? Yes.
So ladies, it's okay. I know it's like a stigma. We used to be like, oh, I don't want to go by myself. Why don't you?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why don't you?
I went
go.
My husband and me pull up. And
mm-hmm,
when, yeah, it was 2005.
Yeah.
And I forgot, 11th of December 2005.
Yeah.
When he wanted to murder me. That's the next part, my niece. And I decided, okay, if I come out of this house alive, remember, there will be no more wedding. There will be no more relationship.
Wow.
Yeah. And I made it out. They say, when we saw your auntie today.
But you
that
see how the universe worked? They took him.
Yeah.
And left my fabulous auntie out here in these streets to get her divine hunk of man coming through. Okay,
yes. Cause
we don't want no bust and disgust in the family. We're over that. Okay, we're over it.
Yes.
So tell us, like, what is your ideal date? Like, what is it, your ideal date, and then your man? Like, what do you want that to look like? Do you want him to be business? You want him to be entrepreneur? You want him to, like, have a job? Well, of course, have a job, but
yes,
you know, it's different. Ways of making income. You could be able to be your own boss, because like we were talking about, my dad, he's an entrepreneur. He's able to, like, you know, make his own money without going to like a regular traditional job. What do you want your other half to look like?
Somebody
look respectful to go somewhere with. That's our one.
So am I for,
yeah,
am I for look good?
Up there, the toenail them can't black and dirty. Yeah, and the perfume, well, smell good.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, we don't want to look on that alone, because you have to run the bill for paying.
Right.
So you're not going to run me.
Cut
that.
The check.
Yeah, nothing else. Now run unless the bill up here.
Period. Okay, that's what we're saying out here in these streets. Like, I attend, shout out to my dude, I attend, next. But yeah, no people talk crackers. You know, hold on. Without that, I'm gonna have to just hold a vibe for y'all real quick. I'm gonna have to play my dude Ioctane just for this right now, because I feel like it's only fair that I go ahead and do that for y'all, just to bless y'all real quick, okay? So, as you guys know, Ayatane got a new song out here in these streets. I need for you guys to go and check that out right now. He just debuted at 12 o'clock today, y'all. This is the second to last song that he did. And I love that song yet. And I feel like it's only fair for now tuning in to the one and only Ayatane. Next in line I move. I do este. Baby, not for free, naturalist. Okay,
hold on.
Yes, no sound. No, we. Where's that? I can't. Where's that? Next in line, I move
up,
baby, not for free. Naturally, yes, I'm Dr. Phil, am I for doing it properly, yes, I'm tough crackers, spend money, yeah, I can spend some money now for the queen, yes, we got our money, but we want to spend yours, though.
Yes.
So just a little sample. I just felt like that was just a perfect little segue into the child. Miss Emma, love that song. Then it was just a perfect segue for Ayatane because. Yo, all I know, these dudes out here, these streets, but I know if they never, I'm the father, I'm the mother, but they don't know how to treat no queen out here in these streets, and they feel like, oh, they can just get whatever they want. No, you cannot. Okay, so it's new queens coming out here in these streets, so don't think you about to approach us any type of way. So if you don't got your everything together, I suggest that you go sit down. Go sit down, okay? No sugar mama here, okay? And if you don't got no money, I'm going to have to say next. And it's not only about money. We want you to be mentally. You have to be mentally stimulating to us. Yeah, you need to be able to. Be able to, you know, be attracted to our brain and our mind and our soul and all these things. So it's not just one thing. We need you to be balanced in all areas of your life, child.
That's true. Yeah.
And if you not, I'm gonna have to go back to class. Go back to the moms. Like, do what you gotta do. And then come on back is what I'm saying. So we were just talking about, you know, relationships and what have you. So my aunt is spilling the tea and what she want her man to look like. And we were all saying, like, yo, he need to have a couple dollars. Okay. And he need to, I don't want a mean man. Or it's going to be next. Okay. So tell me, have you had an experience where... You went out, you chose a guy, and you thought he was nice, because everything, it was a check, and then, really, it wasn't the real him, it was a whole, like, 360, like, who are you, have you ever been on a date, and then, he like, oh, you gonna have to, pay the dinner?
Hey, you want me to take a taxi and go anymore?
So, has that ever happened to you, where you have, he looking at, like, you're not Pia half,
what? No. Me go with me dirty money. No. Me walk with me dirty money. No boy can't style me.
Yeah.
From I step in the place, yeah. I gone to the bar. If you want to buy it, you buy it. I flap me, I flap you. If you want to buy it, you buy it.
Okay.
So don't think when you buy it, you come ask me, oh, where are you going from there?
Yeah.
Where are you going when you leave here? The only place I'm going, it's my home.
Yeah.
Your two little drinks, I can buy six.
Okay.
Your two little drinks can't help me if you go with where you even you want to go. Crazy.
Okay.
I don't play. So I just forget them and just put on my look good clothes and just walk out into the video light, buy me drinks.
Walk out. Walk out.
And just shake my foot and bust sweat and go back to my yard. The boy can't ask me where me I come from. The boy, no. Them questions what my husband used to do. Not as I talk. If I'm talking to somebody and they start bring up, so, oh, your phone sound like it was. I said, look here, no matter with it.
Yeah.
I am not going down that road. Don't even think about
it. So, you felt like the experience that you had with your former ex really form you and train you into what you don't want.
You see it.
And you know what you do want. So really, it's a blessing in disguise, really.
Set the rules.
Yeah.
If you're talking to me and you did not say, oh, I'm coming by your house, if you come there, I will stay in that house and don't come out here because I never tell you to
no
come.
Drive-bys, no drop-off, no, I came to see you.
If I did not say come there and you come there, I will just stay in there and don't answer.
Right.
Yeah.
No pop-ups don't pop up. These streets, okay?
I'm not broken no one bad. No.
Right.
No, nobody bad. Them days are done.
Suppose he's trying to do the Romeo and Juliet. Oh, baby, I missed you.
No, you are on things. Oh. Me are on things. Okay. All right?
So, I ladies, y'all already know who run world. Girls, we run the thing, you know?
No man no run me.
Period. So, don't be thinking like, oh, he said this X, Y, Z. No, whatever you say, that's what goes.
Because you have someone who just talked to you a while ago and they did not say, I'm coming to look for you.
Yeah.
And then by you look at the gate.
Yeah.
Let me just talk to you. You didn't say you're coming.
Yeah.
What you try to prove? You try to speech up on me?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah, they are just, I tell myself, say, five men make one man.
Five men make one man. You know what? Okay, elaborate on that. I think you might have something. Because
you find one, the first one maybe. Him have the money,
right?
But
he don't got nothing else. He don't got no time for you, and he can't do nothing else. If you know what I mean, keep it moving.
The second one don't have the money, but he wants source of sex.
Right. He top notch in the streets, in the bed. Okay.
Yeah, the next one, him have the money. Him have that do the sex good. Yeah. Never love bed. So
I'm done. So you can't stand his ass, and you already know we need to smell good men. That's how we just.
Yes.
It's just the attraction is there when the smell good. So you need that.
Yeah, the next one, him smell good, him a beard good, but he not have money.
Not have the money. And that's not going to work. That's not going to work.
So I said, five of them.
And then the last one, he's just good in the situation, and that's it.
No, the last one, he have the money, beard good, him smell good, him have sex good, but he miserable and jealous.
Jesus. That's the worst. So do you feel like you have to compromise somehow? Like, how are you?
Which one to work with?
Yeah. Which one to work with? Which one you? Which? Now I'm looking back. Everything. All you have to be like, yo, what did you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep your
body.
Don't pay no mind.
Yeah. Because you can always just buy what you want and just be in your own zone.
And the next one who not have the money and every day come and have sex with it. Well, does that take pride, son?
Right. So he's a taker. He can't get nothing.
You have to go back to the next one for money when the one you just done. People would have said.
So that is a no-brainer, y'all.
Yeah. So that's why I always say it. Every time, just like the woman too. It's not just the man.
Like my dude said,
Riz thinking
you could talk to me.
Look here, I'm not going to exhort with Sarah because it's the same thing. Five women make one woman. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
You have a woman, she clean, but she beg too much.
Yeah.
You have a next one, she nasty, but she have some good ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are the story, huh?
Yeah.
You have a next one, she can make life with you. She maybe can know if a pencil out your bill them and tete and blah blah, but the man starts to go, I should never be a pop, mama and papa share, you know, because something there happened. So it goes vice versa.
So we're not bashing all the men, y'all. It goes both ways.
Vice versa. Every time you're talking to somebody, you hear, boy, see, one thing, you know, man, literally, you know, if she didn't just sit up here by herself and talk miserably, you know, me and her good, you know.
Yeah.
And then you hear one next one come again, boy, she done put the money to you same time, me and her talk, you know. She done good, you know. She all right, otherwise, you know, it's just like how everybody's here. Some problem that here.
Yeah, it's always. So do you feel like it's definitely important for you to keep on evolving and learning and having, you know, elevate your mind? Or your brain with education, because that's how you're going to really, like, make yourself better. Because before, suppose you was a person, you didn't know how to cook. You're going to have to learn how to cook. Hold on. What's up, my peoples? Y'all, what's up, y'all? It's a Gear Shirt On, and we back at it again. So we just got really interrupted, but we're back, and we're just talking about, you know, education and how important it is to be able to always elevate yourself with education. And my aunt was just saying that she does customer service as another, like, add-on that she brings value to others.
I do my computer course in data basic,
all of that. I tried to do everything. I am also went to Horton, do a machine operator course where I can do all little things for myself.
Yeah.
I have this business head where, as you said, because at those times, as I say, you couldn't be going to work because there was no money to say, boy, you're going to work and paying for education. You have to be keep on working. You have kids. You keep on have to be working to support them. So each time you tell yourself, I'm doing the security work. But before that, I went to school. Okay. But each time in between the security office of work, you want to go to school. This time you saw, say for instance, you're working in Harford Tree and you saw a school going on. So you say, okay, I'm going to that school. By the time you start going to that school, the company decides, say, okay, you have to move, you know. You're going away at home. So you cannot go back to the school right here because you're only going to the school because you have the opportunity to your seat where you can just walk go there from work.
Yeah.
But each time, they don't obligate to host to say, okay, you are going to school, so I'm not going to move you. No, that's not their problem.
Wow.
You have to leave the work to you go to school. Yeah. So if you don't be careful what you're doing, all the hairs into it, you're going to get knocked.
Yeah.
Right. So what I did, if I'm on a location where you have a computer, I will normally go on it, do the database, type up all sort of resume letter, print out some posters where person keeping party or something. Mm-hmm. That's where I stay there.
Yeah.
Not getting the certificate for it, but you know how to do it. I know how to do it.
Yeah.
Right. I know how to do all of them. Right. Okay. I don't have the certificate for
it. So basically, my aunt is also a graphic designer and public relations is what she is, basically.
I also come in, the medical counselor. Always been telling the person.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I one of them at work or sometimes they will come and say, Miss Kim, how you do this and how you do that? Because sometimes they will at work and I stress out themselves. I'm say, so you stress out yourself, so you have to pay the bill.
Yeah.
You're stressing out yourself to pay the bill. And listen this, when you're stressing yourself to pay the bill,
You
come up with a doctor bill. You know what caused that? You did not bargain for the doctor bill,
Yeah.
No, the doctor bill did not in the budget where you're stressing out yourself. The only bill you were stressing yourself for was the light bill and the water bill.
Yeah.
So now you're stressing yourself to say, okay, how am I going to pay it? Because I don't have any money and tatey and blah, blah.
Yeah.
Now when you're done stress, the light bill and the water bill is still there.
Next bill.
The bill that come up on your head is the doctor bill, where when you reach to the doctor, don't answer. So I said to them, so when you reach to the doctor bill, where the money that come from? Where that come from?
Yeah.
Because that never in the making where you're stressed about. Because it's you put that on yourself.
Yeah.
To be stressing out yourself, where you're going to get the money for light bill. Now the light bill and the water bill still there.
Yeah.
And you have doctor bill. Plus when you reach the doctor, you say to yourself, you have to go to there, go buy the medication. But I think you must say you got a cheap place,
Right. So
and you have to be living that medication after that day because your ear say your brain did go sideways, lean over there, and the other side of your forehead and your eye them are shut down.
Yeah.
So you have to do.
So basically the moral of the story is just live your life and don't be stressed out no matter what. Like bill it now go no way.
I remember one day a whole JPS and it was just 2005, and my husband gone about in business. I didn't pull up that time and I alone live. I got the house and me alone. Girl, I sit there and I decide, say, I'm not going to stress out myself, I call JPS and I tell them, I want them to listen to me, I call them and I tell them, say, look here, me up here next week.
Right.
I take the money and I go drink 2 Malta and shake my foot. And like come back in the other and ease stress and go take a break. And go talk to people and all sort of stuff. You see? Yeah. And I said, no, man, I can't sit on your socks.
I feel the same way. So, actually, one of my mentors said, literally, it's just as important to take a break as it is to work. So, we have to really balance ourselves. Like, I know for me, I know it's, like, time for me to just take a break. I feel like I've just been going, and you just have to take a break. Because it's important to just, just go have fun. Like, shout out to my my niece, my nephew yesterday, Jaden, his birthday. We had my dance all night. Me and my auntie dance all night. And I was one, I'm like, yo, overtired. So I woke up, I was like, yo, I was dancing like 3 hours. Like, I was dancing for a long time. Like, I could go in, but I had so much fun and I really enjoyed it. So shout out to my nephew. Happy birthday, Jay Banger. Okay. So what are some of the things that you do to relax yourself, to enjoy the moment? Do you take a daycation? If you do a daycation, since you live in Jamaica, you live in the vacation spirit or environment. Where you do? You got beach. You just
Yes, I went to the beach sometimes, but it's not a regular thing that I use that as a relaxing vocation.
What do you do to relax?
I just, if I'm in the house and I'm working, if I have 2 days off, I work today, Saturday morning, whole time. Don't think I'm working tomorrow whole time too.
Yeah.
I just find myself bathing and heat, ice cream, everything, in the bed, the cheese chip, everybody, a miss a vocation. And I turn the TV for a lifetime. And I don't business with a soul out of door.
Okay,
the
so
the whole
good.
Day I'm resting. I don't care.
It's okay to just eat a little bit of ice cream, but in moderation.
6:30, I go on my bed. Yeah. I don't care if I want to drop asleep, yes or not.
So you are early bird.
Yes, I just go and lay down. I don't care sleep wine am I high, yes or not. I don't have anything just go lay down and rest.
Yeah.
When the time comes now for me to go and shake my foot, I'm on the dance floor from I go. If the selector ever play nothing fufu, I go to him. Go cuss him out.
Exactly. I think I get it from her. Like, everybody knows me, like, in Maryland. I'll be quick. I'm like, yo, you have to play this. You have to play vibes.
I
play
go straight to him. And I said, look here, I don't come out of me for them foolishness.
Exactly.
You try to play something sensible before we get a shandy debacle. I don't like foolishness.
Before we had the whole situation, like, I used to go out, what have you. Like, when the DJ come, when they see me, they already know, shirt on, we got something for you. Don't worry. Because they know I'm coming through. If I'm not feeling the vibe, you're gonna know. Like, shout out to DJ Blaze, he know me need my vibes. Okay, yeah, shout out to DJ Vibes as well, DJ Kilo, all the DJs that I really really love. Who else? I know so much DJs, but big shout out to you guys. But yeah, I feel like it's really important to like just listen to music, and just vibe out.
I love bullets.
Okay. Yeah, so. We are reaching our hour. I think we're going to wrap it up in a couple of minutes. So tell us, like, I know. Tell us a few things that we haven't talked about that you will want to talk about right now. Do you have any shout outs? Do you have any favorite quotes? Who would you like to say hello to? Or what have you. I know I have tons of favorite quotes that I usually do at the end, but you can tell me who you want to shout out or what final words that you have or anything that you want to touch on before we close.
Shout out first.
Yeah, you can do a shout out. Who would you want to shout out?
I want to shout out to my family back home in Jamaica.
Hey, baby!
Respect you every time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Love one of them. My son and my daughter and my 2 grandchildren. I'm a grandmother also.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, but you can't tell though. You can't tell.
And the Allied Protection Limited. Okay. Security. Respect on yourself.
Yes.
Mr. Marshall and Tate, may your soul rest in peace.
Yeah.
Respect all the time.
Yeah. Bless all right. It. That's a nice little shout out. I know she had mentioned Watos. I'm not Watos, but I know. I mean Alpha Tree. My bad. I mean Alpha Tree, y'all. Alpha Tree. But yeah, shout out to all your peoples.
And the Waterford crew.
Waterford
friends. Bless up.
Cause my aunt is bad and bougie. She don't know no low brow people. I'm trying to tell you, like, no low brow.
Yeah. I'm not a road best. Just thank to the families and the workers. That's it.
Yeah, so what's your final word that you want to say right now?
Okay. And my final word to everything that just said today and the behalf of me and my niece and the whole family in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Everything is everything.
Yeah.
All right. I just want you to be yourself, be the person who you wanted to be. Don't watch no face with nobody.
Yeah.
You say yourself. Me and a high and nobody else and eat that. Anything will make you happy and eat your work with. Nobody make no man happy this later days that you're afraid of work. Why I wonder if him eat and him name not remember if your name.
Right.
And eat that. That's how me I live here now.
We don't got no time for that.
Yeah,
that's
how
I'm
living now. So respect yourself. Look good, looking at the mirror and see what you look like.
Yes.
And just go and fix up yourself.
Yeah.
You understand me? I look like me.
Yes.
50 I look good. See, I'm
okay,
a boy,
50 strong. And fabulous. How you doing? This is how we live out here in these streets. So basically the moral of the whole situation is take care of yourself, have self-reliance, make sure that you're a whole before you go into a relationship. It's okay to be single, y'all. Go yeah. and live your best life. Maybe that's yes, the best yeah. thing that your whole being been asking for, child. I've been enjoying my little self. What? And, like, you know, just, you know, enjoy the family. And,
And don't just come out of a relationship and head back into one. Because that gentleman that you're going back to is going to cover the tracks then that you're coming from. Okay.
Now you just hit a point that I think. Look, we might have to do a second edition right there because I feel like there's a huge kind of like stigma. We usually do that, like the last person that we break up with, it'd be like the next person in like another form.
Yes.
Because we're still hurting and you're still gonna be missing that person and it's gonna be like the same characteristic.
Yes, because you keep on carrying what you're coming from with the one that break up with to the next one. So that's the only space that is filling.
Yeah.
You are not filling the space from the person that you're going to.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about that one because you keep on talking about where you're coming from.
Yeah.
So when the hotter clubs come, maybe you go get pregnant, you're here. I never tell you somebody that because you did not reach that stage.
Yeah.
You only keep on talking the earth where you're coming from and that person keep on filling that space.
Yeah.
That's the space that person filling.
Yeah.
They are not filling the space between you and them to comfort you.
Yeah.
And that's why you go back again. They said jump water fire.
Jumping on fire.
So that's why I say, like, guys, after a breakup, take a break. If it got to be for a year, you know, 2 years, really learn yourself, appreciate yourself, work on yourself, figure out what you like, what you don't like. And, like, so when you get into your next relationship, it's not going to be like the last one. You already evolve and level up, like, times 10. Like Sierra said, level up, level up. You got to level up. So, you know, keep that in mind. Don't be rushing to go to another relationship. Without further ado, I want to say thank you so much to my aunt for joining me for Sharon Diary of the Fashionista Family Edition. And we're going to leave you guys we're going to leave out with one of my favorite artists. He goes by the name of Baris Hellman. Shout out to my aunt, Yvonne, this is for you. Okay?
Yes.
We're just gonna hold the vibes and tune out. Yes. Feel good. Yeah. Dancing to a reggae song. Feel good. I feel good. Will ya? Work.
Very sweet.
Feel good. I love you, some Baris Hellman. Shout out to you.
Over my skin. Hey. Over my chin. Wish we were alone, baby. Just the two of us. Give me a rush. Wine some more. Show me that love unconditionally. Make believe. Just you and me. Take the profits, leave them behind. Don't let it show. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. Hold the vibes. That feels so good. Look who want to join us, guys. Kyra gonna be like, oh, where am I?
Me.
Look who's here, guys. Y'all remember this child right here? Nice. Say hi.
Hi.
Say see you later.
See you later.
Okay. And before we leave, I always say my favorite quote, do not confuse a creator with a dreamer. A dreamer only dreams, but a creator, she gonna always bring her dreams into reality, guys. I love you guys. It's gonna be great. Peace. Yes, sir. Kyra wanna say, give him a kiss. All right. Oh. We out.